Hey, good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken
Let's
Hines.
Talk that Ken
presidential Hines. Candidate for local president, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. Just sitting here chopping it up with the wife on some presidential issues as we
Kenny
prepare.
Hines is like.
All right, here's what we're talking about. Me and you trying to come together to see what we can do about this election. It's going to take place this November 22. Kenny Hodges, the man, he's got a plan. He will put more dollar bills in your hand. Come on, flow with me. As far as the post office goes, it's only natural that I explain my platform before you get too deep into this song. I used to be called Mr. Hodges, but times have changed. Now I'm that guy, Kenny, trying to capture all the mail handler fame. I read our contract and constitution till it circles around my head with an intellectual revolution. And from the revolution, I evolve. Now I'm here to tell you. Vote Kenny Hodges, November 22. We prepare podcasts and messages that continually reinforce the thought in the notion that Kenny Hodges is the best candidate for local president 304, and I'm going to do everything I can to constantly remind you and assure you I'm the best, and elect me, please.
Would you just tell them why we turned on these mics to begin with? Because we were in a very heavy, heavy discussion just about some random things that I was asking you. Can I get into that?
Sure. I mean, let's...
And I remember what I started this off with asking you, do people that work, mail handlers, do they actually get harassed by, what, supervisors, I take it, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Harassed because they're not moving fast enough? And then I asked if you get harassed.
Well, they don't really... They try to make offline jokes, but some things that some cups pass before me, but other employees, the newer employees, yes, they get harassed. They get told they're not moving fast enough and things of this nature. And that's,
of course, they are intimidated, right?
Well, no, of course, and you know what. It's a thing of not knowing, and it's going to, if I might, let me try to explain this. When you work for the post office, you know, different cultures, different ethnics of people that come here, their work ethic is so different from what the postal culture work ethic is designed to be. And I don't want to sound like I'm going over the deep end on it, but when you have people who work at the post office from different cultures, and there is no real work ethic, and I'm sorry to say it, in the United States Post Office, people begin to develop their own thoughts and opinions on what a decent work ethic should be. But let me say to all of the United States Postal Service, if postal management, who owns and operates the United States Post Office, can't put standards in place, stop putting that pressure on yourself. Stop thinking that because you can't move mountains every day, you are less than a great employee. You got to understand, and you have to you got to know your work environment. Your work environment says, as long as you are doing the best you can, post employees, listen to me, that's good enough. Now, you decide what your best is, because the post office, they're not in a position to.
Well, like you said to me earlier, before we turned the mics on, that you said to me that people actually, there's nothing anybody could do if they're moving slow. I mean, it's not like you're gonna lose your job because you're moving too slow.
There is, Wes, and I'm going to say this so everyone understands me. There's absolutely nothing, and I do mean nothing, the post office could do to you because you move slower than everybody else in your unit. Absolutely nothing. Now, here's the game. if that's how you move, then it doesn't matter to you what postal management comes at you with time studies. They want to measure your steps. It doesn't matter, because you got to understand, I'm not teaching you a game or a hustle. What I'm saying to you is, if you naturally move slower than everybody else, you don't have to stress yourself to try and keep up with everybody else, and you can still have a good work habit, good work ethics. And nobody explains that to postal employees, and especially on the unions. And again, I get very different, I'll say, for a better word, because unions don't stress that. And as you know, I'm in the middle of my campaign, and these are some of the things that I want postal employees to understand. Those of you who want to come in that building and come in there like a Ferrari and go right into third gear and just get it all done, listen to me. If that's your natural workability, if that's how you want to work, do it safely and you go have at it. But those of you like myself who might want to come in there like that, you know, 1957 vintage Mercedes Benz with custom wheels on it, not moving anywhere near as fast as the Ferrari, you know what? I'm going to enjoy the same work environment, because what I have to give is not what that other person has to give, but I'm going to give what I have, and I'm going to be all right. In management, you are not going to stress me.
So, didn't you mention a motto today, too?
Yes, and you know what? You know, as we start to look at things, I talk to a lot of postal people, and one of the unfortunate parts of our conversation is you find out when you don't get involved in the goings-on in your union, you tend to think everything is okay, because every day you come to work, there is a job. And I want to come out with a motto. Hey, stop thinking everything is okay. Yeah, I want to.
That's a good motto.
I want to run
stop
that for a while.
Stop thinking everything's okay.
Yeah, stop thinking everything's okay. And listen to me. I'm not sitting or coming to you like a prophet of doom. I just want you to understand, we could be doing Local 304 I'm talking to right now, because that's where it starts. We could be doing so much better. There is just so much union rights and activity that your current administration just leaves on the table every day. Again, when I come into office and begin to express a different level of energy, a different level of concern for the craft, again, it's going to spread through the other offices. And you might get tired of hearing me say it, but you're going to like being a part of Local 304 under Kenny Hodges.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So stay with me during the podcast. Stay with me as I bring you my presidential campaign, because I'm going to try and share as much postal knowledge with the audience as I possibly can. Have a good day. This is Kenny Hodges, your next local president.